Richard, my youngest brother, he still works in the post office in Atlanta where I retired. And he lives over on Highway over toward Lake Altoona. And he has three children. One of his boys is kind of an artist, and the other one, he's working in Florida. I don't know what he does. And his youngest daughter just, she's got a right young child, and she stayed at home all the time.
Have you ever, you said you used to go fishing at Lake Altoona?
Yeah, I still go fishing.
You still go?
Yeah, I've got a boat, and when I can get some boys to go with me to help me with it, well, I go. We went, a week or so ago. About nearly 2 weeks ago, we went one afternoon and stayed to win a night, and we didn't catch very many. The water's too warm. They raised the water level in the lake a little bit. That has a little effect on the fishing. And we went back the next morning. I think we caught about 12, 14 fish that day, crappie, that night and the next morning too. But we didn't have too good a lot. I go up on headwaters of Lake Lanier where Chattahoochee comes in. And fish a good bit. One time we went up there and caught 104, I believe it was, crappie. Nice big crappie.
Good.
It's quite a job to dress that many. Really enjoy catching them, but I don't enjoy dressing them too much.
Are they good to eat?
Oh, they're fine. I love crappie.
I don't think I've ever eaten any of that.
They're fine. I love them. They're about as good a freshwater fish as you can catch. And they, when they're biting, you can just catch one after another. But that's one reason I like to fish for them, because I like to catch them.
You eat them fried?
Yeah, we fry them, or you can bake them. But I like them fried.
Do you, all your boys like to fish?
Oh, yeah, they all like to fish. The girls like to fish, too. But my wife won't fish. I can't get her to even try it one time.
She just doesn't
like try it. She just don't know what she's missing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I reckon fishing must be kind of hereditary. It's kind of hereditary, because my mother used to carry me when I was a little boy. I can remember back when I was small, I had a sister that was crippled, and there was a colored woman lived here on the place that loved to fish too. And they'd hitch up the buggy and put us in the buggy and carry us. My sister was crippled, and then my older brother and myself, and they'd put us in that buggy and carry us over there to the creek, and we'd fish. They'd fish. We'd play in the creek if we could, if they'd let them. But my mother really loved to fish. She'd stay fit and fish just as long as she'd get one to bite. And if he was big enough to get on the hook, she'd put him on the stringer. It made no difference how little he was. She'd put him on the stringer.
Which creek did you fish in?
We fished in Noonday mostly when we were small.
Is that close, real
close?
Yeah,
it's just backside of our farm. Noonday Creek.
You remember when that paved road was a dirt road?
Oh yeah, road? I remember when the road was a dirt road. It was paved in 1929. They